As you go around the estate, there are lots of bike sheds of varying sizes. Against some buildings, there are bays with provision for 200 to 300 bikes a time. Remember, life in the 30s was very, very different today. Unlike today, very few families in those days owned a motor car. So people tended to live in a regular community, would walk to work, walk to the shops, and even the kids walk to school, unlike the modern-day generation. People were billeted off-site, so they had to get to work. So those who lived very close could walk in, a lot of people cycled in. And we've got regular reports of people cycling 10 miles each way on the change of shift. And this activity was complemented by a network of estate cars, army lorries, charabangs, and at its peak, there were even special trains from Bedford to Bletchley, purely for staff to get to and fro on the change of shift. And yet, despite all this seeming activity, nobody ever discovered the whereabouts of Bletchley Park, let alone its purpose in life during the war years. Real feat of security, if you think about it. That comes back to you.